First of all, the reason why he was accepted over the two other candidates is because of his experience as a diplomat and his experience in terms of managing the state affairs. Mr. Kapando is the first diplomat of our country. He served at the United Nations headquarters in New York for almost 15 years, and he was also at some time president of the Security Council of the United Nations. He was also the Minister of Foreign Affairs for our country, and all this background of Mr. Kapando has made him a prominent candidate compared to the two other candidates.
Some people say that Mr. Kapando was too close to the government of former President Blaise Compaoré. Did that not bother you people when he was chosen?
Thank you for your question. Indeed, we had some questions and concerns about Mr. Michel Kapando. In this regard, we did discuss from 6:30 p.m. to 4 a.m. last night. Whatever, the fact that he was a former diplomat of the government of Mr. Compaoré was put on the table. At the end of the day, despite the fact that he was close to Mr. Compaoré, based on the fact that he needed someone who has this international connection to help the country go ahead, so at some point he said, okay, we need to reach a consensus. Yes, we need to set the organization. Our consensus was very clear, but at the end of the day, for the interest of our country, we reached the consensus and we all agreed that there was a need for someone who has an expertise in managing state affairs. Mr. Kapando is the man for the job.
What would the people want from Mr. Kapando, the Burkina Faso people who demonstrated in the street? What is the first thing they would like for him to do?
The first thing they would really like him to do is justice. Justice for economic affairs, economic crimes. Justice for all the killings that have been done on the country. And last but not least, to really reform a lot of tax and legal affairs to make sure that our country is going back to a real and true democracy. In this regard, based on the interview we had with him, he promised that he will have in mind the fact that the revolution, the people of the Burkina Faso, went on the street. Some people lost their lives for an ideal, for a goal, for a philosophy, and he promised to meet this and to be really aware and concerned about the interests of the grassroots people. For us, as civil society organizations, we say that, okay, no problem, we go for it because this is the consensus that is needed, and then we hope that we will keep his word, we respect his word, otherwise then the population is going back to the streets.